Hello.
Hi, it's Abigail again from Arts of Fiber.
Hi, Abigail. Thank you. My cell phone, I live by a mountain, and I don't have very good service.
Mm-hmm.
So I tried to attempt to talk to a couple of technicians, and they're thinking I'm hanging up on them when actually, you know, it's hanging up on me. Yeah. So I live at 148 Barclay Lane in Saugerties, New York.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to find out about service.
Okay. And you said you were at 148 Barclay Lane, Saugerties, New York?
Right. And you just put service in here to a couple people this last week or two.
Okay, so you want to sign up for service with us?
Yeah, now a letter came out. Is it still under this new introductory clause that you have?
What promotion do you have with us?
Well, I was getting something for $69.99.
Okay. So, yes, we do have the 1 gig fiber internet, which is $79.99. But we do have a promotion that's going on now where you can get $10 off if you do auto pay with your checking or savings account and paperless billing.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay. So, I could go ahead and sign you for service now. So, are you interested in getting landline service with us?
Yes, I'm interested in internet. Right now I have my internet coming in through my phone, through Verizon, and it is the worst going. So I need to have something as soon as possible.
Okay, and you'd want to change the phone line as well? Do you want to use our phone line instead of Verizon, the landline?
Well, how much does that cost?
$24.99. So it'd be about $94.
And is that with all the fees added to it?
So it would be $94.98 per month.
Okay, but no other fees added?
No, that's just the price.
And how? So they would have to. Well, they offer for $29. They offer the phone. You want to just go with the internet now?
Yeah,
because see, we don't even have
how much is it total?
Spectrum, $94. That's what we're paying right now.
How many years is it guaranteed?
And how long is that guarantee for?
For the 2 years.
How long?
2 years.
2 years. Why don't we just do the internet? Because what happens is, I think that would be easier to put in. We have a mess. Then they would have to change everything down in the basement. So the phone part I'm okay with. It's just that the internet's coming in on the phone line, and it's non-existent. I mean, there's days that I don't even have any internet.
Okay. All right, that's completely fine. So we just stick with the internet for now, and if in the future you do decide to get the phone, you can just give us a call, and we can have that updated for you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
And do you rent or own your current property?
Yes, we own it.
The utility wires, is it through the air or is it underground?
What is it, the what?
The utility wires, like your power phone cable, is it through the air or underground?
Hold on, let me let my husband. She has a question about how it's coming in. I have no idea.
Hello?
Hi, I was just asking if the utility wires, is it coming in through the air from the pole, or is it underground?
It's coming from the pole. You're saying the telephone wire?
Yes, or the power cable, or any cables that you do have, any wires.
They're coming in from the pole.
Okay. All right. And the billing address is different than the service address?
Yes, 148 Barclay Lane.
Okay. Could I get your first, could you spell your first name for me, please?
Sure. D-I-A-N-A.
Last name?
Benton, B-E-N-T-O-N.
Email address on file?
dijb148@yahoo.com.
You said J-B, as in J as in Jaguar, B as in boy, 148?
Yes. It's like the first two letters of my name, D-I, and that's my husband's initials, J-B. So
okay.
D-I-J-B, then our address, 148@yahoo.com.
All right. And the could I get your cell number, please?
My cell phone number? What did I just do with my cell phone? Here it is. 845-324-2776.
Do you want to add another phone number on file?
No, I don't need to add another number. No, thank you.
How may we contact you prior to installation and any notifications regarding your account, phone, email, or text?
Probably email.
All right, and I'm going to read you a disclosure for the email. Do you agree to receive marketing and information on discounts and special offers by email? You can unsubscribe at any time by contacting our office or clicking unsubscribe at the bottom of our emails.
Yes, I do. You can do that.
All right, so you have a home location. Your address is 148 Barclay Lane, Socrates, New York, 12477. You're not interested in the phone service at this time. You currently own your property, and your billing address is not different than your service address.
Right.
And would you want to do the discount to get the $10 off so you could get it for the $69.99 with auto pay and paperless billing?
Yes.
Do you have your checking or savings account with you now?
You don't take credit cards then?
Well, you can do a credit or debit card, but it would only take $5 off, so it would be $74.
Okay, hold on. Let me get the... Why? They're not taking the phone away. I'm staying with Verizon for the phone.
Well, how much you pay for Verizon for the phone? You might as well get it there and pay that $9.
I know, but then they have to rip that whole thing down there
If you do have internet through Verizon and you plan on only keeping their phone, they might not allow it.
Yeah. Now, can I just ask you, so when they come in to put the wires in, how do they do that?
So basically, they would come the day before to do the drop cable, basically connect your home to the fiber network at the street. On the day of the installation, they would just, the cable would be run at the side of the home into your home to connect to the modem. If you already do have a phone line set up, then that's fine. We can just use that connection to connect your phone.
Does that sound right?
I guess. I don't know. I know they took a cable from the pole.
Yeah, we know they came. The guy across the street had it done. They took a cable from the line and ran it to his house. So you would have to run two new lines coming in then.
It would be one line. And then if you have a phone cable already set up with your previous provider, we can use that to help connect your landline.
Yeah, I think I already talked to them. I think, I don't know what to say.
So you wouldn't have to worry about installation. The team will have everything done for you.
Okay, and they're going to make sure that my internet is up and running. We're retired, so we'll be here.
Do you want to wait until the internet is installed and you want to add the phone, or do you want to add the phone now?
I don't know. What do you want to do?
After the cable, it's only one cable. After the cable is installed for the internet, can we call and say we want the phone too, or is that going to be?
Or is it going to be an extra charge?
Exactly.
An extra charge for
the phone. Like if we were to just go with the internet now,
uh-huh,
and then find out about the phone, if we decide on the phone to add the phone, will there be an extra charge?
Oh no, there would not be. You're talking if you do decide to sign up for the internet now and then later on you do decide to add the phone, it would just be the charge for the phone.
What would the charge for the phone be?
$24.99.
It actually, it's the same price as what we're paying
so
now.
So go ahead and do that.
All right, so I guess he said do the phone and the internet.
Okay, so the phone and the internet. And you want to keep your current number?
You want to change our phone number? I think we should. Because we're getting all these junk phone calls coming in.
All our businesses and everything have our phone number.
Oh. All right, I guess we're keeping our phone number.
Go ahead with that phone number, please.
That phone number is 845-246-6504.
So that's 845-246-6504. 845-246-6504.
Correct.
Sorry about that. Okay. All right. All right. So you're getting the 1 gig fiber internet, and you're going to get the standard phone line for $24.99. You want to keep your current phone number. The address once more is 148 Barclay Lane, Saugerty. You own the property, and your billing address is not different than your service address.
Right.
And you said you had your checking or savings account with you now?
Yes, I have it. So what did you want? You
the
want
route?
Yeah. 2219-79363.
And that's with Hudson Valley Credit Union?
Mm-hmm.
And the account and number?
291735.
291735?
Mm-hmm. And I don't know, there's a 900 after that.
Yeah, we need to have at least 8 digits. 1, 2, 3. Yeah, this will work out. So 291735, and you said a 900 after?
Yeah, 291735900 is the checking.
Okay. And the name on the account?
Diana L. Benton and James A. Benton.
Okay, and that's a checking account, correct?
Mm-hmm.
The authorized ACH direct debit payments.
Now, when is they going to come in to do this?
Oh, I'm going to look on the schedule right after. So usually we would schedule you 5 days out.
Okay, so that's the week of Thanksgiving.
How did you hear about ArtStop Fiber?
Because of the flyers, and I also talked to some people on the street that have it.
Okay. And is there anything that the technician should be aware of before they arrive, like any buried wires, any septic tank at the front of the home?
No. And we'll be here anyway. So, I don't know. The phone line is down in the basement. Does that have to be all moved?
Well, usually, as I said, once the technician come out the location, they look at the best way to do the connections.
Okay.
You.
All right. All right. So you're not going to charge me today for this, are you?
No, you'd be charged on the day that your services are fully installed.
Okay.
Can you have her verify the total charge?
All right. So what is the
cost?
Yeah, so the installation is free, correct?
The installation is free, yes. And the equipment, it's also free. It comes with the...
Total charge is what?
So the total charge would be $94.98 per month.
And that's the tax and everything included in it?
That is correct.
There's no other fees attached to it?
No other fees.
Okay. All right, so...
So what I'm going to do now is I'm just going to read you the disclosures, and then we're going to choose a date and time for installation, okay? So, at the time of your initial connection, the technician will determine the best way to connect your service. So, they would install the drop cable, that is the cable that connects your home to the fiber network at the street, prior to the day of your installation, but usually you do not need to be home for that part of the installation. If required, a temporary drop may be laid on the ground, will then help to coordinate for that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement. And if you do have a current provider to maintain consistent connection, we recommend our new customers wait until our fiber services are installed to cancel the current provider. The ONT gateway and any equipment that is provided by Archtop Fiber, it is the property of Archtop Fiber, and it must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, you'll receive a return kit to send all associated equipment back to Archtop. Archtop Fiber reserves the right to charge for unreturned equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment in its required time frame. For any questions you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, please visit our website. You can also access your billing statements and pay your bill online by setting up your account. You are automatically enrolled in your Archtop Fiber online account using the email address you provided today. Do you agree to be bound by the terms of service as they change from time to time, as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of dispute through arbitration?
Yes. Now, do they send a modem when they come out here, or is that not what they do?
So they're going to set up a modem and a router, and depending on how big your home is, you can also get a free Wi-Fi extender.
Now, what's an extender mean?
So if you do have a big home, say for instance you have areas in your home that the internet is not picking up. We'd put an extender there so you can have access to the internet.
We have a small house. All right, he has a question.
Go ahead.
Does it have to be underground?
Oh, you're asking if it has to be underground?
Yeah, because I have a driveway. I don't want that dug up.
Oh, so it depends. So
we have gas and electric underground, so I don't want any of that disturbed. And I don't want them digging up our driveway, which is blacktop.
Gas is on the other side. Gas is on the other side of the house.
But your electric is also underground as well?
Electric is not underground.
The line goes down the road, the whole road.
Right. See, part of the front of our yard, we have our water line, and we also have a gas line.
And that's underground.
That's to the bedroom side. You know, when they run the line in, they're going to come up the driveway. You know, right now Verizon comes up the driveway. You know what I'm saying? So we would, if we don't have to have anything under line, that would, I mean, the neighbor across the street didn't have anything put under.
Yeah, so what happens is that on the day before your installation, the technicians usually come and see what's the best way to connect the service. So they would either choose it to be aerial or burial, depending on the landscape of your home.
Okay.
I would want aerial.
Okay. All right. So now if you could give us a day.
The earliest date we do have available because of the Thanksgiving week, it would be the 30th. That's the Saturday. And any of the day after that.
So Saturday they could come out. Is that the day they're going to install it?
That's the day that the installation would be done.
Okay, so they would be coming that week sometime to
yes.
to look at it. All right, so nothing can be done sooner?
Let's check. Give me a moment.
It's just that I work from home and my internet is so bad. You know, and it affects our TV. Not having internet, though, it's working properly, affects our TV, two computers, a cell phone, and two, you know, handheld iPads. So, I mean, literally, if we want to, I have to turn my phone off if we're going to watch TV.
Wow.
I mean, it's horrible.
Yeah.
How, like, I can't even get in on my screen, and I call Verizon. They said, well, it's something to do with your computers. I said, bull. You know, and you can see that it's active, that I have internet, and all of a sudden it shuts down.
Yeah, so
this is just, it's been very stressful because, you know, I can't, you know, do anything. Is there anything possibly next week?
I'm taking a look. It's because of the Thanksgiving week for the 28th and 29th. We don't have any appointments. Yeah. For the rest of the days, it's completely booked off because usually we would just do like 5 days out. So we could schedule you for like the 27th, but it's all gone. The earliest we do have is the 30th.
Okay, so 30th is Saturday. Okay, I guess we'll have to go with that. It's just that I have to run to the library or to the bagel shop in order to use internet.
Okay. We do have a 10 a.m. slot. We have 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 3 p.m. You want to go for the 10?
Yes, 10's perfect.
Okay.
And the guys are going to be working on a Saturday.
Yes, yes, we do have technicians at work on a Saturday. All right, so your appointment is November 30th at 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Please confirm the appointment.
Yep, I have it written down.
And your name is Diana Benton. Your email address is D as in dog, I as in India, J as in Jaguar, B as in boy, 148@yahoo.com. Your phone number is 845-324-2776.
That's my cell, yep.
Okay, and I'm just going to put a note that your guest line, that you do have a guest line.
A gas line and a water line that go through the front yard. I mean, the pole coming in is to the other side of the driveway, the other side of the house. Okay. Yeah, he's saying the gas line goes down the road. So
the edge of the road, all the way down.
Right.
So they can't just dig.
Yeah, they're going to have to, hang it on the pole.
Okay, that's fine. All right, so now that the installation is scheduled, you'd be getting two emails from Archdop. So one would be the confirmation of your order, and the other would be an invitation for you to sign into your online customer account. That's where you'd have the ability to manage your account, pay your bill, and review and accept our terms of service, okay?
That's if I can get into it. Now, what happens if I can't get into the computer? Like, I can't use my cell phone. It kept breaking up. I mean, I can confirm to you right now we will be here.
Oh, no, it's not a confirmation for the technician to come at your location. I'm just saying it's just a confirmation to let you know that we have placed your order for you. And that you have access to the online customer account.
Okay. Okay. Well, hopefully I can go in and okay it. Can you text that to me?
No. It's system automated.
Yeah, it's automated. Okay. Well, hopefully I can get on the computer. I'm going to try as soon as I get off the phone with you.
No problem. If you do have any difficulties, just give us a call and we'd be more than happy to assist.
So what is your phone number there?
For to call Archdop?
Yeah, to call like your sales or your customer service.
Okay, so our phone number, it is 855.
Okay.
272.
Okay.
4867.
Okay. 855-272-4867.
That is correct.
What was your name again?
My name is Abby.
Abby, thank you so much for your patience.
No problem, Diana.
We need all the help we can get. Okay, so thank you. So we'll see them on
Saturday, next Saturday.
That's the day they're going to hook it up, correct?
That's when services would be fully available at your home.
Okay, so what day are they going to come to check it out? Do we have to be here?
No, you would not need to be there. So they'll come sometime next week just to check to see how they'll run the service.
Okay, all right. Thank you. Is that it then for us?
That is it.
Okay, Abby. Thank you so much for your time and patience.
Same to you. Have a great one, and thank you for calling Archdop Fiber.
Okay, bye.